third Wednesday in a row?
No, I'm saying last week I think was fine. The week before was about
one.
Third out of four. But the money has it that yeshiva will be officially closed tomorrow, although.
Oh, so is that bad?
Kola will obviously have regular start. We're going to go a little bit out of order. I want to first talk about Simon Kuf Pei Hei, but then as time allows, we'll go back and discuss an outstanding issue in Kuf Pei Dalet. Now, Kuf Pei Hei introduces the notion, as we discussed in various contexts in the past, that a woman has ne'amanos to declare her state of Tumeya versus Tahora. She has ne'amanos to say that she's Tahora. The Gemara in Subas and Ayin Beis, Vesafra Lali Atzma, that is a certain flavor of Eschazik Yisura, where it's Biyada, and therefore she has Namanus without going into all the details. You take a look at the Hakdama of the Aruch HaShulchan to Simon Kuf Pei Hei, it fleshes out some of these issues. And we had discussed previously the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, indicating that a woman is becheskas tuma until she says that she's tahorahi, and the machloka is how literally that is to be taken, whether a woman literally needs to say tavalti, as is the implication of Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Kuf Pei Hei, and as the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chavos Das, or do we take a more liberal position, like the Aruch HaShulchan and others, that is sufficient to indicate in some fashion that a woman's tahorah, she doesn't have to say that explicitly. So we kind of touched on in the past. What we'll focus on now is the din of a masla that is reflected in Sif Gimel here in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, Simen Kuf Pei Hei Sif Gimel, Amra Levaila Tmeyani Va'achakaf Amra Taharani. So a woman says that she's Tmeya, husband has to believe her. Then she says, no, not true, I was really Tahara. Ain't an Amenas. So once she declared herself to be Tmeya, she can't retract. However, Imnasa Masla Dvareha, if she provides an amasa, she provides a plausible explanation as to why she initially said that she was Tumei, even though it's not true, it wasn't true. Kegon Shemeres, Shelo Amr Lo Kein Techila El Menei Shelo Haya Bakoach Lispo Tashmish, O Taina Cheres, Kayotzi Bezen Emenes. So there is a din of amasa that in a vacuum, if a woman says Tumei Ani, she can't retract. If she says Tumei Ani, and then she has an explanation, a plausible explanation as to why she said Tumei Ani, even if that wasn't true, then she's believed to present that amasla, and she would be tahora levaila. The shachavi here in Sifkatim Gimel has other examples of an amasla. For example, if a woman believes that the dam that she saw was dam nida, and then it turns out that it was really dam mak and not dam nida, that's a kind of amasla to be acceptable as well. She reasonably believed when she told her husband initially that she's tamea, that that was in fact the case, and then new information comes to light that it wasn't problematic dam, it was really dam that was tahor, and she is tahora lebaila. Okay. The Torah here quotes from a Ramban, who distinguishes between a classic case of a masla where a woman says tamei ani, and then she recants and says tahora ani with an amasla, with an explanation as to why she changed her statement, and the case of hufzika nida b'shpei nosa. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. Different status that if a woman is huksaka nida vishvei noseha, that she presents herself as a nida publicly amongst her neighbors, and then her husband is ba'alaha, he's loka. So there is a certain status to huksaka nida vishvei noseha. The Torah quotes from Ramban that a masla only works in a case where a woman said to her husband, beino lebeina, to her husband alone, tamei ani. And then she says to already within a masa, that works. But if a woman is also kadida vishchena seha, then a masa is not going to help. The Magia on the Torah points out that there's no such Ramban. The Torah quotes it from Ramban. The Magia says there's no such Ramban. In the Shilti HaGiborim Ksubis Tatesa Mibes, the Dapte Arif, Os Gimel, that's the Sugya in the second paragraph of Beis, Shilti HaGiborim Ksubis Tatesa Mibes, Os Gimel. He quotes the name of the Rambam, that a masa doesn't work by Hufzika Nida Bishchein Oseha. And the Magia points out it's also not the Rambam. So, two strikes so far. Quote on the name of the Ramban, it's not the Ramban. The Torah quotes from the Ramban. Shilta Givarim quotes from the Rambam, it's not the Rambam. Where is it? Magia says, maybe he meant the Rashba. the Rishon LeRashba on Daf Ches Amud Beis, which we will get to in a moment. So Magia says, well, maybe the reason that the Rambam and the Ramban are represented as holding this distinction between a regular Amasa by Omeris Temea Nilucha and a situation of Hilchsecha Nidah B'Shvei Naseh is the fact that the Rambam only quotes Amasa in the context of Temea Nidah, so maybe that's why the Rambam is presented as making this distinction and limiting Amasa to Temea Nidah, but it's definitely not explicit from the Rambam. It is, however, explicit in the Rashba. He says, of course, the Rashba Chesam Beis in the Torah Sabai Sa'aruch. If you have the fancy Shulchan Aruch, you can take a look. Torah Sabai Sa'aruch Chesam Beis, Bayis Zayin Shar Beis. Sorry, Chesam and Aleph. Bayis Zayin Shar Beis, Chesam and Aleph. It's in the about halfway down the first column of Chesam and Aleph. Let's start from Vim Tamar. Maybe 12, 14 lines down. Vim Tamar. Valo eina milksekas nida el alpia. So why is it that if a woman is hutzaka nida vishnu saha, then a masa doesn't help? The only way she became hutzaka nida vishnu saha is because of her representation. She loves her big day nidusa. Hutzaka nida vishnu saha means it used to be that women would wear different distinct clothing when they were anida, so that people would understand to keep Taurus away from this woman. So it was very public, and women would have different clothing, bimei nidusa. So this woman only put on her bimei nidus because of her self-representation that she is a nida. So why shouldn't a masla work? Why is that any different than the standard case of a masla by a woman that says, temei anilacha? Yesh lomar, Mishum shehi bosha, a woman is embarrassed, o mishum ones, mikri, v'yamar t'meyani. So we understand that a woman may present an amasla and say that the reason I said t'meyani was I was embarrassed or some other situation and I wasn't really telling the truth. Avalasas maisa kulehai lilbosh b'idei nida ein laveshet. It's not reasonable to assume that a woman would go to the extent of making a public declaration or a public presentation of her nida status if she wasn't in fact a nida. So nasla works if it's a private situation where she says to me, Anilach, that didn't involve going through such drastic measures. But if a woman goes through such drastic measures as to wear big day nidas in public, that's beyond what a woman would do out of busha or for some other consideration. It must be an indication that she was really Temeya and that a masla won't help. That's what the Rashi writes here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph in the Taurus of Bayis Ha'aruch. The Tazir in Sifkat and Beis quotes from the Maharal of Prague, what essentially amounts to a different distinction between Hufzaka Nidah V'Shvei Naseha and the classic case where Masa does work. He quotes the Maharal that if a woman is going to be Hufzaka Nidah V'Shvei Naseha, so there's a public awareness of her Nidah status, the reason a Masa doesn't help is because the Masa won't be sufficiently publicized. If she tells her husband to Mayani, and then she says to Harani, and I have an explanation why I said Temeani. So the husband is the only one who knew Temeani in the beginning. Now he hears the Amasa, so he understands the Harani. But if it's Hufzaka Nidah V'Shvei Naseha, if the whole town sees that she's wearing big day nidas, then the fact that she's going to recant and tell her husband that there was an Amasa, that message isn't necessarily going to be broadcast officially to the rest of the town. So because of that incongruous situation, a masa is not going to help when it comes to Hufzaka Nidah V'Shvei Naseha. the obvious nafkamina between the Rashba and the Maral is, let's say a woman says Tamei Ani in a very public way. She doesn't just say Tamei Ani to her husband. She says Tamei Ani in the town square. So according to the Maral's consideration, that a masa doesn't work where the recanting is being done in front of a more limited audience than the original statement. So in this case, even though she didn't wear big nidus in public, it wasn't the classic case of huksaka nidus v'shkein asa, but if she made a public declaration, then a masa is not going to help if the masa is only going to be stated to her husband. According to the Rashba, the only reason that a masa doesn't work in huksaka nidus v'shkein asa is because she took drastic steps in broadcasting her nidus by wearing big nidus. In this case, she made a public declaration, but she didn't wear a big denida, so it's arguable that according to the Rashba, a masa would work in such a situation. Teres HaShlomim argues on this maral, Teres HaShlomim Sivkat and Gimel. He writes, Nira the lav dafka naka labayla. When it says in Shulchan Aruch that she says to her husband Tameya, it's lav dafka to her husband. Ela Shadima Rehova, that's the normal situation. She'emi derek sneas legalis tamasa v'tarasa el labayla. That the norm would be that she's only having these conversations with her husband. Skipping. Kozen Yerli Pasha, Delokam Ashgas Vitas, Vashem Gadal Echad, the Dafka Labailuk Amar, Aval Amar Kain Lacherim, Afila Batayna Samasa, Inun Amenis. So the Maral that the Taz quotes says that if she's making this declaration to other people, then the masa is not going to help. So Taz HaShem thinks that's incorrect. The Taz here quotes from the Tshuva Sarama in the fancy Shulchan Aruch, they excerpt, maybe even some of the older editions of Shulchan Aruch, they excerpt the Tshuva Sarama in the margin. Tshuva Sarama Simin Beis was asked about a woman who wanted to hide her pregnancy because of Ayin Hara considerations. She had miscarried multiple times already. So she was nervous that there shouldn't be publicity that would create an ayin hara about this current pregnancy. So she had had three miscarriages before. Now she's concerned about an ayin hara. So she wanted to hide her pregnancy with the following scheme, that she would say, Tamei Ani, and then word would get out that she's having her regular cycles, and people wouldn't suspect that she is pregnant. The question was, under these circumstances, if the woman is going to say Tamei Ani, is she a Asura L'Bailo? She's representing herself as being Tamei Ani, but it's part of a scheme to avoid an Ayin Hara. So the Rama argues that Gemara in Ksuvos that says Huksaka Nida Bishchein Oseha, the Baal is loka. Why is the Baal loka, not the woman loka? The Baal is loka because the Baal is under the impression that she's a Nida, and he has no right to be Baal her. The woman knows that she's not a Nida, so if she knows Klap Ishmael that she's not a Nida, then she's not liable. She's not culpable. In this case, the Rama says, doesn't also know that she's part of the scheme. He knows that she's not a Nida. So there's no consequence, as far as the husband's concerned, of Huksaka Nida Bishchein Oseha. Then he has a back and forth, there is rights against that maybe. And he says that maybe according to the Rashba that the Beis Yosef quotes, here where there's no other option, she's going to be Muteres Levaila. In the Rashba's case, embarrassment, she says to Mayani, and then she has a Masa that she's Tahara. Fine. Here, there's no other way to have this ruse other than this plan. So then she could be Tahara Levaila. The Taz thinks that, no, it's Pashut over here. It's Pashut that since the husband knew from the beginning that the woman is Tahora, so there's nothing to talk about. the husband is in on it from the beginning, it should be pashut that there's no iser labal. If you look in the Shach doesn't think that the Ramah is restricted to that case. Shach thinks here in Sifkat and Dalit, and in the Nekudas HaKasef, the Ramah is talking even in a case where the husband doesn't know from the beginning. This is her scheme, that she wants to hide her pregnancy, and even the husband doesn't know the truth. Okay. Doesn't come up that much, this specific case. Ramah writes, Mikomako Misha Rosal Hakmel Asma Shalalahamila Midis Hasidasu, Abba Medina Nemena Safila Bishasa Akarkach, Rakshi Babishachavis Aisavaila, Luya Dea Makir, Shamasha Amra Trila Tmeani, Asla Machmas Katata, Shayla Ima, the Chadamalas. So Mikaradin, and a Masla could work even if she says nothing, even if she demonstrates something to indicate that she's really Tahora. And there's a plausible explanation that the husband can come up with in his mind that they were in a fight and she said it just because she didn't want to be with her husband. So then, Mikra Adin, she would be Muteres Le'Baila. The Shach does right in Sukkot and Dalid, Nikal Makam Nira Dabal Chai Lishalasa, the husband needs to ask her so that she would state explicitly what the Amasla is. Chavis Das assumes that way as well. And Torah Sashlamim, Sifkat and Dalit, argues, I know, the Ramah sounds like you don't even have to ask. Chavis Das, presumably is Lishitaso. Chavis Das is of the opinion that even under normal circumstances, if a woman was Temeya, she has to say Beferish Tavalti. So in that in regular case, she has to say Beferish Tavalti. Here as well, if she said Temeyani, she would have to say Tarani Beferish as well. You can't rely on an umdana, or on her behavior, she'd have to say it explicitly. Okay. Let's go back now to a din in Siman Kuf Pei Dalid, Se'ef Ches, that we skipped last time. Mechaber writes, Ches, Haifa nechveis b'machve, if a woman is hiding in a cave, mimnei pachad, out of fear, v'yagia shas vesta, and the shas vest comes, eina choshesh eslo. She doesn't have to be choshesh for the vest. Rama v'yashomim, dafim avar vest l'abaka v'l'argisha tahora v'lo v'dika, av'l chachila z'vicha v'dika. She still needs a v'dika l'chachila. Sounds like mechaber ain't a choshesh eslo. You don't even need a v'dika even l'chachila. What's this all based on? So the Mishnah has a daf lamed testament aleph a position of her mayor. Im haisa b'machve v'giyah shas vesta v'lobaka harezu tahora. If a woman is hiding in a cave, Rashi machmas listin, she's hiding from robbers, ocharkam, or hiding from the an army. And the Shas of S comes, and she doesn't do Bedika, she's Tahora. Mimnei, Shacharada Misalekes Esadamim. Fear causes the Dam to go away. Fear interferes with the regular cycle, and you don't have to be Choshesh for the vest, at least if you didn't do a Bedika, she is still Tahora. The Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph distinguishes between two kinds of related emotions. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Esther about Tiskalchala Malka Melamish Epirsanita. So the Gemara distinguishes Pachta Tzamis V'yasusa Mirafya. Rashi Pachta Tzamis Daigas Yira. If a woman is afraid because of the danger posed by an invading army, fear causes the dam to go away, causes the normal cycle to not occur. The asusa havhalos pisum, but a sudden sudden jolt, a sudden excitement. Shadim roa shamea nifal mirafya. If a woman has a sudden jolt, a sudden reaction to something, that could cause dam to come. But fear is misaleka sadame. So what is the effect of this din of machbeh? So in the Torah, he writes as follows: Ha'ish shayif nechbeh for machbeh b'nei pachad v'igya vesta choshesh eslo afilu lo hayala ves kavua aver hayom v'lo baka mutares shacharada misaleke sadamim. So the Torah is saying that lichachila you need to do a bedika. If she has a shas vest, you have to do a bedika. If you didn't do a bedika, then even by a vest kavua, she's going to be mutaras. So lichachila you have to be choshesh for the onus of vest to do a bedika. If the onus of vest passed and you didn't do a bedika, then she's mutaras labayla because the pachad is misalekes Adamim, Misalik Adamim. The Rashba, based on the quotes here, the Rashba argues, the Rashba assumes that there's no need for Bedika even Lechachila. In a case of Nechbe Sumach, in a case of Pachad, Shas Aves comes, even Aves Kavua, the woman need not perform a Bedika even Lechachila. So why? What's the basis of the position of the Torah? The basis of the Torah, according to the Torah, why is this different than a case of Muberes? Right, the other cases of Misalek HaSdamim. Right, the Gemara in Daf Tes seems to equate Machbe and Misalek HaSdamim at one point, and Muberes. So by Muberes, we paskin that she isn't Choshesheh, so the best at all. She doesn't have to perform Bedikos even Lechachila. But in the case of Nechbe and Machbe, the Torah paskins, you do need to do bedikos lechachilus, that's not ma'akev. So let's go back to Shulchan Aruch. We'll just see the Shach quotes the key line from the Beis Yosef, so it's easier to see in the Shach. Shach here, Sitkat and Kafalif. V'ladami l'mubaris ha'menika d'besamach. Da'afi lechachila enu tzvicha bedika. D'mubaris ha'menekes chazina d'damei misulakim. So there we know full well that dami misulakim. It's not as clear. So it's not a surefire thing that a woman who is in a situation of fear is not going to see done. So we know full well there's no expectation whatsoever she's going to see done. When it comes to Nechbeis B'Machbeh, there's a lesser expectation of done. Often there won't be done, but it's not as absolute. Therefore, the Torah says that a bedika is necessary at least lechachila. Question? So again, the Chaber seems to be passing like the Rashba. You don't even require a bedika lechachila. And the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, that lechachila you do need a bedika, like the Torah. So there's a discussion among contemporary poskim, how does this din of Nechbeis B'Machbeh apply, if at all, to other situations where a woman doesn't expect to see her normal cycle due to other interventions. Most common case, a woman takes a pill either to regulate her cycle or as a contraceptive, and she doesn't expect to see dam at the normal shas of est because of the pill that she's on. The Achronim point out that the earliest source that seems to address this directly is the Tshuvas HaRadbaz. Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Cheleches, Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. Cheleches, Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet. Sorry, Kuf Lamed Vav. Cheleches, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. The Mixas Noshim Sheshosos Mashke, O Shar Dvar Mla'ake Vestan, Asaro Esem Yom. So a woman would drink a certain potion that would prevent the onset of her re'iyah by 10 or 20 days. Im asa levayla lovo aleha afa pi shehi tahora tahave kisamach levestalo. So she expects to see dam on day 25 of the cycle, and she's taking this potion to regulate her cycle so that she's not going to see dam until day 35. What is her status between day 25 and day 35. So first, the Radbaz just references the Machlokes Rishonim that we discussed in the context of the Raman Sif Beis, a woman who has a range in which she sees dam. So he says, we paskin more directly, that what he's referring to is the Mechavrin Sif Vav. If you have a vest that goes on for a few days, the wee paskin, you only have to be parish day one of the re'iyah. She has a re'iyah that goes over a few days, you only have to be concerned about day one. So he thinks that is the psak. So in this case, if the yom of vest passes, so let's say the yom of vest is day 25 of the cycle, so if the yom of vest passes, then after that Yom Aves, she's going to be Mutaris. V'nisisazam mashka t'lasi zimni u'ma'akev is vesta. If she tries this potion three times, and three times it's successful in delaying her re'iyah, have chazaka. That creates a chazaka. Have ki'ilu nekar vesta v'nikbal shesiyas mashka. So then, that is oker a vest. U'bapshita shumu t'la v'olah. So in a case in which she uses this three times, it's pasha that's going to be okur any previous vest. What's the din before she uses it three times? The first time, what's the status of her vestos once she's taken this potion before it's huksak to work? He writes, Mistabruli demutr lovo alah. Chada the Iker Isser Lava Alisha Sabbath Vesta Lahab Minatar Lamidarabana. Number one, preach the Sabbath Vest, we assume, is Darabana. That's Lever Makel and Shara Kirvos. And in a case of a prolonged vest, we're only choshish for day one anyway. And even those who showed him rechoshesh for the entire duration of that vest, maybe over here, even they'll be mako. Because here you have a more reasonable explanation as to why she shouldn't be seeing dam past the first day of the vest. The two, shekvar nisu adavar zeh pa'amim rabbas shar nashim ha'avel. So this is a proven technique, this potion. Hilkach, Yifrash, Yimena, Yomarishon, Shalavas, and Mitaras Achagach. So within the first 3 months, the Radbaz says, you should be parish the first day of the vest. So you still be choshesh for the vest on day one of the vest. But you don't have to be choshesh beyond that. U'mikol makom tzvicha bedika godim tashmish. If you're going to have tashmish after the Yom Vest, you should do a bedika. Even if in general by vest you don't need a bedika, but here it's better to do bedika And once this woman experiences this potion for three times, and it's effective in delaying the onset of the ri'iyah, then you don't even have to do a bedika at all. Okay, so it about sounds like he's saying, in this case of the rudimentary contraceptive, or the potion that's going to delay the onset of the ri'iyah, so you have to be, until it's hooks up for three times, you have to be choshesh for the yom havest lichat chila, as essentially a vest she'ena kavua, in that you should do you should be parish on that day, and then you should do a bedika afterwards. So Rav Avadya writes, Taras Abayis, page Kuf Yud Zayin, that our contraceptives should be better than the Radvazas, because ours have been proven over longer periods of time with larger samples. Shevet Halevi seems to say, Chelik Dalit Simen Sadi Tes Os Dalit, Chelik Dalit Simen Sadi Tes Os Dalit, that if you have a pill that is proven effective, it sounds like he's saying, even if it wasn't effective for this woman, but generally it's effective in broad terms, then you don't even have to be Choshesh for the first Ona. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Kaf Zayin. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Kaf Zayin is skeptical, going back to his general skepticism about believing doctors. So he's skeptical upon relying on the medical knowledge or the medical representation of the effect of such pills. Let me read you some excerpts of what Rabbi Wollhandler writes in the Gufei Halachos, Mishnah Berurah Chadash, Mishnah Sofrim, beginning on the bottom of page Lamed Hei. Yesh la'ayim v'noshim shetzvichim likach samim kegon kadurim uzvikos la'akev vesta. So a woman who wants to regulate her cycle, so she's taking some pills. V'chdei l'sadr s'vesta n'she'eno kavua, shumavabela, so her system's out of whack. She's taking this to regulate the cycle. He chayavas lachish lonas vesta shahayla kodem shit hiskila livloa ilo kadurim befrish of bedikos alo. So do you have to be concerned for the previous vestas? Kasali bazab abezin debritzin. See, he corresponds with debritzin, the very Moshe. The chiyagavna. In lo, ha'isitzricha lachish l'osa yom, rak mishum vest she'ena kavua. So if a woman doesn't have a vest kavua beforehand, all she has is a vest she'ena kavua. Einena tzricha lachish lo klal. She doesn't have to be concerned about the vest she'ena kavua at all. Kevin shakadurim ha'elu, kvarnis nasu al milyonin nashim. So these pills have been tested by millions of women. V'nischazek shebesochas man she'hem bolim ha'kadurim, and it's already proven that when a woman consumes or taking these pills, she's not going to see dam at all. If once she stops, then she's going to have her the onset of her ear. Vimkain. Kol azman shehi tachas hashpas hasamim ha'elu, havelei kedin v'uberes. So as long as she's taking these pills, she doesn't have to be concerned about vestos. Taz is machmir by machbei because you don't know how long is the pacha going to stay. The pacha could go away in a minute, and then she'll have her regular ria. Aval bekadurim elu lo shayek tamzeh. Kol zedaka beves she'enu kavua. Al ves kavua. Kigon shirosh chodesh haya esla ves kavua. O shechef sheshes rosh chodesh lo nebeinonis. Machmir ala lachush to rechodesh harishon shematira. But if she has a ves kavua, or an onabenonis, even if she's on the pill, the first month, she has to be chosheshes. V'tzarech she'yisbari b'pam achas, she'gam etzlopo l'makadurim k'b'chol nashim d'alma. And you have to check that the pill is going to work for her. So he's willing to assume, it sounds like a big chiddush, even though Shevet Halevi says this also, that by ves she'eno kavua, the fact that this pill is baduk u'menusa across the world, even if we haven't tested on this woman, we don't know if it'll be effective for her. You can assume that it'll be effective and not be choshesh at all, even the first month. If it's a ves kavua, then you have to be choshesh for the first month to make sure that it works. But not after that, as long as she takes the pills consistently. And then he quotes from David Sinner that we know there is a big machlokas between others and the Samer Rebbe, and the Samer Rebbe was mafmir about the first vest, but Evan agrees that after the first month passes, since there are millions of women for whom this is effective, you don't have to be choshesh. That's the Shevet Halevi, the Debre Tziner, the Samer Rebbe, that maybe even the first month you don't have to be choshesh, but beyond the first month they say you definitely don't have to be choshesh. Piskei Das, page 182, writes as follows. Start page 181. And tell us true photo kadurim leminia shetivan leshanot et sidrei riyata. So a woman takes these pills that are going to change her cycle. Chashash es achol adestas akvuos below kvuos shahayu lalif neishis chila lita lasakadurim. You still have to be concerned for the previous vestas. V'chein adin gam le'inyan ha'chashash lo nebeinonis. Shegam im lefi seder ha'shimish b'kadurim amur liras achrei onebeinonis, even though if the pill works, she's not going to see dam till after the onebeinonis. V'chol ofen choshashis onebeinonis kol zman shelo chicha b'gimel pa'amim shero b'aflagas arukas me'onebeinonis. You have to wait for three cycles where she's not going to see the onebeinonis before you stop being choshish for the onebeinonis. But after it's hooked for 3 months, then you don't have to be choshish for the old vestos. You only have to be choshish for the new vestos that are created once you're on the pill. Then he writes page 203. Hanotelas trufos aminias herayon. Shemanas is bias aves. If you're taking pills as a contraceptive, tzvicha lachush levestas hakolnos ve'ena nachsheves misulekas damim me'achar shetzlachas kadurei aminia tluya In order for the pill to be effective, it has to be taken at the right time. If you miss it, if you're a few hours late, it's an hour late, you could set everything off. Sometimes you have to tinker with the dosage, you have to tinker with the actual pill. A lot of variables. What works for one woman doesn't work for another. You can't assume just because a woman's on a pill that works for other people, that works for millions of people, as the Deborah Senior said, you can't assume that it's going to work for her. Because maybe it won't. Not every pill works for every woman in every dose in every situation. So this is what he quotes from Rav Yashiv. You can't just assume that we're not choshish for the previous vestos. Amnam, in the hukzaka isha zu v'shlosha pa'amim, shekadurim elu b'seder, u'minun b'suyam zem v'al misvesta. But if, after three times, you establish that this pill works, this pill, this dosage, this, all the variables work, im tashu v'titol trufa zu l'fi seder zeh. So if you continue with the same dosage, the same pill, just to be choshesh for the new vestos under the pill. So that seems to be the more logical approach. This is Rabbi Willig is of this opinion as well, that in order to stop being choshesh for previous vestos, you have to go through three cycles on the pill to make sure that it's effective. Otherwise, if you had a veska v'or on a benonis, you'd have to be choshish for that. Definitely the first time around, if you have a eschenikov, you have to be choshish for that. And the fact that it works for millions of people doesn't work, doesn't necessarily mean it'll work for you. Past performance is no indication of future outcome. In the flip, if a woman is now kovei a new set of vestas under the pill, then you have to be choshish for that going forward. The other direction, once a woman stops taking the pill, so how do we treat that in terms of vestos? So Rabbi Wolhender writes here, page Lama Zayin, on the Mazayish Lizar, the Kashir Tafsik Lavloa Elu Kadirim, does a Lula Shetagia Vesta Besof Meshach Bezel Gimel Yamim. Once she stops taking the pill, then she's going to have her regular cycle within 2 or 3 days. Azay Miyad Shalula Lagia Vesta Asir Betash Vashem Bedika. So once you hit the point, after you stop taking the last pill, where the onset of the dam is to be expected, then she's asura b'tashmish. Afil mepam rishon la'achar shehefsika rasa liyom gimel chadomeh, mikol makom kol sheyadua ba'osan kadurim da'alu l'liros ha'yidei ma'achar yom aleph, as I asura miyad she'avar oso yom. So you have to treat that as an onus of est. Once, whatever the minimal amount of time is, after taking the last pill, to expect the onset of a re'iyah, you have to be choshesh and treat that as an onas avest. Asa b'tashmish. Afilu ma'isa regila b'tiva l'haktim l'riyasa vesta guf l'mani. Even if usually she always has a vesta guf before re'iyah. Kerem l'fi edusan shal ha'rofim, dimam avest, shenigram ayidei samim, v'amili vesta guf. So here, even without a vesta guf, you're going to be concerned. Rabbi Bershin from Pua said that it seems to be clear among all the various pills out there that the earliest onset of a re'iyah after taking the last pill would be 36 hours after taking the last pill. So up till 36 hours after the last pill, you wouldn't have to be choshesh for that induced vest. Okay, we'll stop here. And next time we will, Mirz Hashem, start Simon Kuf Pei Tes, and hope to send you a more Mamar Kamos. But I would say, just go through Mechabram Shach Piskei Shuvin Kuf Pei Tes. You're not going to climb if you have time to see Pesos, it's great. I don't expect that. If there's anything specific I want you to see, I'll highlight that. We'll see what we cover.
Next three
shiurim
are going to be on
Kufi Tess? That's the plan. I may give on Thursday. If I end up being here on Thursday, I may give on Thursday, so I'll let you know.
Cool.
Is that
tomorrow?